My question refers to Romans 14:5. I was wondering if that refers to the Sabbath.
All right, let me read this for our friends. One man esteems one day above another. Another man esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. I'm also going to read verse 6 if that's okay.
Okay.
He that regards the day regards it unto the Lord. He that regards not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eats to the Lord, he eats and he gives God thanks. He that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. Paul is speaking here, I believe. First of all, he's addressing Romans who are converting to Christianity. And what of the Jewish laws are still intact? The Jews had a number of ceremonial holy days that came on a yearly basis. And it was not required for converts to Christianity, the new converts, to be circumcised or practice the ceremonial aspects of the Jewish law, because they were shadows that pointed to Jesus. But that's completely separate from the Ten Commandments, and the Sabbath was a weekly commitment. So Paul, I think, is very clearly addressing the ceremonial laws and holidays, and he's not talking about, a modern comparison for this would be, Pastor Dick, there are Christians who want to remember the birth of Christ during Christmas. There are some who say, you know, I don't believe that that's when he was born, and so I'm not going to have anything to do with it. There's some pagan trappings, and I think everyone needs to be persuaded in their own mind.
Exactly.
But it had nothing to do with, I mean, you can't imagine, Michael, God telling Moses that someone should be stoned for breaking the Sabbath in one part of the Bible, and then go to the other part of the Bible and say, well, if you want to keep it, go ahead. If you don't, it's up to you. That would be pretty inconsistent. So he's not talking about the Sabbath command here. He's talking about the Jewish holy days.